Fidelity is rolling out a new product that will allow teenagers to invest in the stock market. According to the company, the Fidelity Youth Account lets kids age 13 to 17 spend, save, and invest. But how can we teach kids how to invest responsibly in an age where stock trades are just a swipe away and this is not a video game? Jill Schlesinger is here to help us answer that question. She's CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. And Jill, your first thoughts about 13 to 17-year-olds setting up accounts and getting involved in the stock market?
I felt a little bit like we are giving the keys to the car and not requiring driver's ed. And I got a little nervous, I'll be honest. And I don't want you all to think I'm a big old curmudgeon, because I like the idea of trying to help people learn about money, financial concepts, investing at a young age. But just like you would do with a car, if you are willing to partner with your child, your grandchild, and bring them along for the ride, hate to bring this analogy all the way through, then sure, but it requires quite a bit of responsibility on the adult's point of view.
And that's not the company's responsibility, to be clear. That's the family's, right?
Absolutely. So these are accounts where they say, if you have an account with Fidelity Investments, you could open up an account for a teenager age 13 to 17. And, you know, so they say, you know, we're going to only allow people to put $30,000 a year into them. There aren't going to be fees. There's not going to be commissions. And we're going to make sure that when these accounts are set up, that the parents have the ability to receive the statements. They could get alerted about trades or any sort of activity on a cash management basis. So, you know, you can monitor it.
Yeah, it seems like that is what it would be for you to work with a child. We heard recently about apps like Robinhood, where investors started buying up stock and game stock. You know, this was a meme stock, something they just heard about, and they were investing in a company that was tanking. It was kind of like a joke, but it got out of hand. Are kids susceptible to that kind of thinking, like something that they see online and, I'm going to move money into it?
Well, I think that everyone can be susceptible to it. I think the real issue here is that a lot of the apps, it sort of enables people's worst part of their human brains, the ones that light up when you walk into a casino or light up when you see confetti on a screen. It's very difficult to educate in advance of when those emotions start to take over. And that's what I'm worried about.
Well, Fidelity's acting on some data. In the first 3 months of this year, they added 1.6 million accounts for people aged 35 and younger. I know you say, yay, young adults saving and investing, that's great, but teens. And, you know, Fidelity could be reacting to the popularity of Robinhood, this trading app that has been criticized for luring young investors into risky trades. So I guess it's parent beware, but should companies like Fidelity have any more responsibility if they're going to open up trading to 13-year-olds?
What we really would love to see is that before you make a trade, that there is a window that pops up that says, if you make this trade, here's the downside. Or before you make this decision, have you checked this? Or by the way, for adults who have retirement accounts, before you cash out this account, did you consider that 40% of it will go to the government in taxes and fees? That's what works. Real-time guardrails so that we can kind of tamp down the emotions that always come up.
Boy, I would love that. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.